This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you. No. Hold on here. What the heck is this? Oh, no. This isn't good, guys. Sorry, I want to apologize. Before the show, I really wasn't prepping. For the show, I was on my husband's Facebook, and I'm not on my husband's Facebook to stalk. I play Candy Crush, and when I run out of lives on my Facebook, I go to his. But looks like he is now. I get this message here popping up on my screen. I know I'm not supposed to be on Facebook in the studio, but that's okay. I think the boss is off today. That this Jen is now connected to my husband on Messenger, which means when you get that from Facebook, that means somebody accepted somebody's friend request. Now, I wouldn't care because, he's got a lot of friends on Facebook, but this woman is a little too blonde for my taste. I mean, she looks good, and I gotta look a little deeper. Oh, hell no. Oh, and she looks like she's from California, where he used to go to school and his old stomping ground. Man, this is not, Okay, this is what I need to do. Sorry, guys, and I'm supposed to start the show, but this is not cool. I need to now go on my Facebook. I need to add her as a friend, okay? And then I need to just kind of, when we connect in Messenger, just kind of go, let her kind of go, wait a second, I'm like, I need to let her know that I'm around, because this is not cool. Let me see if I can find out what she's up to. Let me click on her through my husband's Facebook. No, I don't want to send her a message. Not yet, per se. I don't want to send her a message. What does it say here? Oh, she's a dynamo. She's a sales dynamo. Oh, no. Oh, there is no dynamo that's going to be dynamizing my husband. This is not happening. And her maiden name is here. Well, here's the thing. Okay, so my husband's mother's passed, so I can't ask her if she remembers them dating. And the problem is most people's dads, they just don't know. Unless, dads are really good with, remembering people with hair color and body dimension. So I guess, I could probably call my husband's dad up and go, look, do you remember some blonde that blah, 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 blah. And if he goes, yeah, I got to do something. Here's the thing. I shouldn't be at this point in my marriage feeling vulnerable or have any sort of inferiority complexes, but I do because I hear everybody else is getting divorced. Remember about 20-some years ago, everybody was getting married, so you wanted to get married. Well, that's how it was for me. 20-some years ago, everybody was getting married, so you wanted to get married. Now, all these people are getting divorced, and I don't want to get divorced. I don't want my husband leaving. There's a lot of divorces that happen when you're in your 40s, and everybody blames the wife and the moo-moo. I told you guys, my moo-moo is very sexy. It's this leopard skin moo-moo, and I've even started to shave my legs. I have. I shave my legs. Well, because it's summer. I mean, we're in July, for crying out loud. I'm supposed to, So I don't know why would this lady all of a sudden at the 20-year mark, because my husband and I have been married for 20 years, going on 21, why is she poking her Facebook butt into my life now? I don't know. This is very, 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 very suspect. You know what? Here's the thing. I mean, my husband, look, I gave him a lot of good loving in the last 20 years, all right? If he wants to hang out with one of his old high school, let him do it. I don't think I'll divorce him. Because I tell you, some people, and look, trust me, my husband's a good man. He's not going to cheat on me. But let's say he did. I'd probably still stick with him. I always say, oh, no, I'd kick his butt out. How am I going to kick his butt out? who else am I going to get? I mean, let's be honest. If my husband cheats, if he robs a bank, if he flips off somebody, you know, in NASA, I'm not going to leave him. I mean, where am I going to go? Who's going to want me now? So I guess I'm still going to play on his Facebook. I still have the Candy Crush that I need to do. But I guess I just have to kind of let the chips fall where they fall. I should know that phrase because I live in Las Vegas. Oh, very interesting. I'm going to be thinking about this all day. I hope it doesn't affect my show because my show is usually top notch. And the last thing I need is to be distracted. All right, well, let's talk about what are we going to talk about today. All right, so we have some scientists at the California Research Institute, the Salk Institute, that are suing for discrimination. So even scientists are seeing lack of pay, denied opportunity for promotion. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how working more than 55 hours a week raises your risk of developing serious heart problems by 40%. Are you kidding me? Nobody has 40-hour-a-week jobs, unless, of course, they work for the government. I mean, the rest of us, right, we get into work at about 6, 7 in the morning. We leave at 6, 7 at night. That's easily over 55 hours a week. So we're at risk for heart disease. We got cranberries. Cranberries are, again, in the news for being a superfood. How you can get some cranberries in you without kind of cringing. Tomatoes. They say tomatoes may help prevent skin cancer. Remember we talked about how tomatoes and how lycopene, especially a cooked tomato, can do a lot in terms of preventing heart disease and cancer, etc. Well, now they're finding that tomatoes can possibly help skin cancer. We also got some interesting scoop on bees. Okay, apparently with bees, there's some very interesting mating trivia that I need to kind of tell you about. Apparently, bees have some very, shall we say, colorful actions that happen during sex. So we're going to talk about that. We have the Mountain of God volcano. This is kind of freaking me out. It's in Tanzania, and we're being told that a massive eruption of this mountain is imminent, and it could wipe out key sites in human history. The volcano is known as the Old Doinyo Lengai, and they say this can be the next volcano that we see in our lifetime. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, remember I said that we should bring our pets to work because it really helps us with our stress? Can I say hold off for a second? Yeah, hold off with that. Because if you have pets like mine, I don't think it's going to help. I posted on Twitter and my Facebook our new doggy, our new Bichon. Anyway, my kids named her Uzi. All right, so she's little Mrs. Uz, Mommy Uz, Uzi, spelled U-Z-I, like the Israeli weapon. Yeah, don't ask. But anyway, I like Uz, I like Israeli, so it works. But she is just an adorable little doggy. But the problem is she's not letting us sleep. And, you know, when I'm at work, I can't wait to come home to her. I can't wait to hang out with her. But now, this morning, I couldn't wait to leave her. So, you know, I talk about on the show how to stress less, how to have less stress. And I spent so much time on that because there are medical, ramifications of this. So this latest study says if you work more than 55 hours a week, it significantly increases your risk of developing serious heart problems. They say you are 40% more likely to have an irregular heartbeat than if you work a normal working week of 35 to 40 hours. Okay, whoa. A normal work week of 35 to 40 hours. What kind of a job gives you a 35 to 40-hour work week? Are you kidding me? Please. They say long shifts were already known to increase the risk of stroke, but the link with heart rhythm problems was not previously known. And by heart rhythm problems, they're looking at atrial fibrillation. You talked about atrial fibrillation? Well, you have kind of a misfiring of the electricity, such that rather than a nice, predictable ba-boom, ba-boom, you know, allowing the heart to have that nice, slow, rhythmic pump, your heart ends up, because of the, you know, shooting of the electricity, you start to sound like boop, 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 boop. So you can't get a nice, good pump. Well, if you have atrial fibrillation, that could put you at risk for heart attack, heart failure, etc. So they did a study of more than 85,000 British and Scandinavian people, found those who worked long hours were far more likely to get this atrial fibrillation within the next 10 years. The findings published in the European Heart Journal revealed that for every 1,000 people in the study, there was an extra 5.2 cases of this that occurred after working long hours. Now, some people could say, well, wait a second, is it just working long hours, or is it because you're always hitting the caffeine? Are you always hitting the energy drinks? I don't know if they filtered out high caffeine drinkers. I am on day 3 of coffee, of actually trying to drink coffee. Oh, my gosh, it tastes horrible. I don't know how you guys do it. Coffee tastes so bad. I did. I put cream. I put sweetener in it. It still tastes like I can't do it. I can't. But I got to tell you, it does perk me up. I am a lot more perky. Yep. So, yeah, there too. So it's doing something, right? Anyway, you know, but you wonder, maybe people that work long hours, like there's no way I'm going to make it through a 12, you know, 15-hour day. Man, I had to get through 36-hour shifts. But see, I would drink soda pop. I wouldn't drink coffee. I tried to drink coffee and I couldn't stand the taste. And soda pop wasn't really the healthiest thing. Anyway, study leader Professor Mika Kivimaki of University College London said these findings show that long working hours are associated with an increased risk of atrial fibrillation, blah, 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 blah. And, okay, so I told you about the story. All right, so how do you change your working pattern? They have here Dr. Tim Chico, consultant cardiologist, said most people work long hours, won't have the luxury of being able to change a working pattern. And the study does not mean that they should worry that their work is affecting their heart. Yeah, so that's what I hate about these studies. There is no way you could walk into your boss and show him this article and say, yes, yeah, see, I got to work less. You got to let me go home. That's not going to work. However, if you guys do have some cool bosses and some cool management, you might want to talk about if you're stressed. I mean, if you love your job, you love your job. Do what you got to do. But if you are stressed and you're finding that the work week is just too long and you're concerned about your mental health, I would talk to them about, like, you know, a half day here and there. Yeah, and say, look, you know, I'd like to take a half day, but I could work from home. Working from home, I think, is phenomenal. I love working from home. But my problem is it's not working from home instead of the work day. It's coming home and working at night. I know for me, if I got to work from home, if I didn't have to go into work that day, I would sleep in. You know, I really wouldn't get up at the same time and work from home. I would sleep in. And then I would get so used to sleeping in that day, I'd want to sleep in another day. So for me, that wouldn't work. I need to have somebody, you know, sitting there, you know, like a drill sergeant behind me saying, you got to be here, you got to be here, you got to be here. I just do better like that. I like to be told what to do for some reason. I just do. Don't ask. So I like that. When I'm told what to do, I do it. I'm good that way. If I'm told, you know what? Well, I also like being told, okay, you know, this is what I need to get done. Figure out how to get it done. And I like doing that. I like, you know, injecting my creativity. But, you know, other foreign countries, their work weeks are smaller than ours, or they work less hours. The problem is we have a society that's spoiled. So, like, I live in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas was one of the first, you know, cities to really take on to a large degree the whole 24-hour town. Most other cities shut down, even though New York is the city that never sleeps. You know, us, Las Vegas, you know, just really highlighted and exemplified you know, the 24-hour shift and how these shifts are the norm and this is what people want, and they do, they want it. You know, if I have to go to a grocery store at 3, 4 in the morning because my kid's up and colicky or whatever, I could go to a grocery store. There is always something open 24 hours. Well, there's always something open 24 hours that requires, you know, more staff. That requires, you know, people to cover those shifts. And the more shifts you have, the harder it is to cover them if you don't have enough staff. So, you know, and other cities are starting to take this on. There's a lot of 24-hour businesses in other cities. You would think everybody would shut down at 11 o'clock at night. It's not like that anymore in a lot of places because people are out. You know, they get off their shift at 11. They want to go eat. They want to go party. They want to do something. So liquor stores are always open. That's always, you know, easily and accessible and convenient. 7-Elevens, that kind of thing. But, you know, people want to go to a restaurant. People want to... Isn't IHOP open 24 hours? You feel like breakfast at 2 in the morning, you could do that? So, you know, we work more. And, you know, employers don't want to spend extra money saying, you know what, why don't we just only work you 35 hours? It doesn't work that way. So... 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is stressful. A massive eruption of the, quote, Mountain of God volcano in Tanzania, they say, is imminent. And we are being told by researchers that it could erupt any second. Are you kidding me? The volcano is known as Odonyo Lengai. It is 7,650 feet. It's less than 70 miles away where footprints were left by our ancestors 3.6 million years ago. Apparently, there's a spot where 400 human footprints are from 19,000 years ago. Researchers have been studying the tremors of the volcano and think that it could erupt at any second. It looks like a real tall peaked mountain. I don't know. It looked like it could erupt to me, I guess. It kind of looks like the mountain did on Dante's Peak. It is known to the Maasai people as the Mountain of God. It towers over the south shore of Lake Natron in the village of Ngarsiro. Researchers positioned 5 sensors around the volcano in 2016 to monitor its activity and risk of eruption. In January of this year, they recorded a shudder in their data, indicating that parts of the volcano were lifting upwards. They say several subsequent signals were also seen in real time with additional on-the-ground observations by our local technician. Yeah, I don't think I would be an on-the-ground local technician for that. Because I would overshoot. We also have Dante speak. I would say, you know what, it's shaking. Or you know what I would do is I would psychologically psych myself out to go, you know, it's moving. So, you know, what happens? Well, I guess they have to do evacuations and they, you know. But really quickly here, they say some of these signals have forced the team to install 3 new real-time stations, and their signals include increase in gas emissions and earthquakes. So when you have earthquakes and gas emissions, again, watch Dante's Peak. It's really, to me, accurate. Anyway, it could mean that an eruption is imminent. So they say it could be if any second, it could be a few weeks, it could be a couple months, or a year or more. They say there are increased ash emissions, earthquakes, uplift at small volcanic cones, and an ever-widening crack at the top of the volcano on the west side. They say these are all, I know the west side, yeah. I live on the west side of my town. I live actually closer to our big mountain than other people do. So I live near Mount Charleston, but I don't think that's ever going to, somebody was talking about, well, will Mount Charleston ever erupt? I don't really think so. I think it likes to lay low, you know. We get kind of lazy out here. You know, there's just too much going on. And when we can sleep, we sleep. 1-877-DALI. We'll be right back.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say taller men are at higher risk for dying from prostate cancer than shorter men. Now, remember years ago, I told you guys how shorter men are more at risk for heart disease and taller men are more at risk for cancer. So this is kind of another study that's bringing this to light, although this one is kind of concentrating on prostate cancer. They say the study from BMC Medicine said taller men have a greater risk of getting an aggressive form of the disease because they have more cells in their body. According to researchers, every 10 centimeters in a person's height increase the possibility of an individual developing the aggressive prostate cancer by 21% and then death by 17%. According to Dr. Aurora Perez-Cornego, the finding of high risk in taller men may provide insights into the mechanisms underlying prostate cancer development. They said, we also found that a healthy body weight is associated with a reduced risk of high-grade prostate cancer and death from prostate cancer years later. So, prostate cancer, as you know, is the second most common cancer among men in the world. Number one is still lung. And, you know, prostate cancer is a tough one because you can't watch it. You have no idea if it's brewing. A skin cancer, at least you can look at and watch. But when it comes to prostate cancer, you have no idea. You can't tell. And so you have to actively go in. And when you go in, well, they may do the digital rectal exam, feel the posterior part. And if you have a cancerous prostate, it may have a feel to it. But an early prostate cancer is going to be hard to be picked up. So what we end up doing is we do the PSA. And the prostate-specific antigen blood test is something that we used to do. We used to get a baseline in your 40s, and then we would monitor you in the 50s, but they don't want that. You know, they don't recommend that. They think that for prostate cancer, we need to do more of a watch and wait. In fact, there was a study that came out saying surgery may not be the best option for prostate cancer. Why? Because people could have side effects with it, issues with impotence, etc. And they didn't so much look at other treatments. They basically looked at prostate cancer surgery versus simple observation. And they found that there was very little difference in outcomes with those who just lived with their prostate cancer. Now, I'm not saying I agree with this, but let me tell you about that study. This was led by a researcher at the Minneapolis VA Center. And according to this, there was a 20-year national study, and it showed that surgery might be a better option for those with younger men, or for younger men with longer life expectancies, but for older men, no. They say our results demonstrated that for the large majority of men with localized prostate cancer, selecting observation for their treatment choice can help them live a similar length of life, avoid death from prostate cancer, and prevent harms from surgical treatment. Now, they say a decade ago, doctors often recommended surgery or radiation to remove prostate cancers, but the results suggest now a more conservative course in most cases. We have Dr. Christopher Nodler of Metro Urology in the Twin Cities, and he said one-third of his patients in his practice with prostate cancer undergo observation rather than surgery. He still remains a strong advocate for regular prostate screening, still offers prostate removal. Surgery to most patients, but he said he will use the study's findings when he discusses with patients who may not need surgery. He said some patients get the C word and they want to be treated. Absolutely. You have some people go, once they know they have cancer, they're like, cut it out. You know, I feel like I got this little baby skin cancer. I think it's like a basal cell. I don't think it's anything worse than that. And I just want to cut it out like now. I just don't like the idea of having anything cancerous on my body. I couldn't just watch and wait. And that's tough for guys. And the problem we have when it comes to prostate cancer is our treatments aren't that easy. You know, many people that have a radical prostatectomy or have treatment down there, you know, they may have issues with impotence. Well, to not be able to have sex the rest of your life, that's not a very easy decision to make. Well, we could treat your cancer, or you could be impotent and not have sex for the rest of your life. And some people are like, do I really need the surgery? So there's a lot of pressure for us to come up with studies to go, you want to know what? You're going to be fine. For example, in this study, they looked at 700 men with prostate cancer who were randomly assigned between 1994 and 2002 to two treatment groups, and the researchers monitored their progress. They say most research participants died during the prolonged course of the study because they were already seniors. But they said prostate cancer was a cause of death in only 27 men who underwent surgery and 42 men whose cancers were monitored. So even though some of these 700 people died, or, you know, they died of heart disease or something else that didn't have anything to do with the prostate cancer, we don't think. They say avoiding surgery means you won't have the incontinence. Some people have rectal incontinence, urinary incontinence. Some people have a variety of issues. And anybody that's gone through prostate surgery would say they wouldn't do it again. However, when we find prostate cancer early, you know, there's a very good chance that prostate cancer will take them down now that we're living till our 90s. By the way, President Jimmy Carter is out of the hospital. From what we understand, he's doing good. But here he is. He's, what, 92 years old. You know, we live well into our 90s. Look at, you know, George Bush Sr. Yeah, and I understand they're presidents, so they get pretty good health care. But still, you know, we're living longer. You know, these are men with stressful lives. And, you know, it's We're living longer. So if I, you know, detect that somebody in his 50s has prostate cancer, he's not a senior citizen. Yeah, and even if he was a senior citizen, right, who cares if the government says, all right, you're a senior citizen at age 65. If they could still live another 30, 40 years, who am I to say, you know, let's not treat? So luckily, because I'm a family doctor, I'll refer to a urologist, and I'll let the urologist and the patient decide their treatment options. But what we have now is we don't have a super easy, painless way to treat prostate cancer. And when people undergo the side effects of surgery, people start to question, did I really need the surgery? Now, my only problem with saying, yeah, we could watch and wait, is cancer is unpredictable. We've talked about this. Cancer's chaotic. Okay? Some people say, yeah, we could predict these cancers. We know where they'll go. We know what they'll do. But, you know, I told you, I took care of somebody in the ER who fell, had neck pain. I had him in C-spine precautions. I took an X-ray, and his cervical spine was all deteriorating. Why? Because he had prostate cancer that metastasized to the neck bones. Well, the man didn't want to wear a cervical collar. We transferred him to Vegas because I was working in Lake Havasu to see a neurosurgeon. And he did not want to wear the collar, and he ripped it off. And unfortunately, he severed his spinal cord because the bones were crumbling. He had multiple fractures in his neck just from a simple fall. Now, there's a chance that the reason why he didn't want to wear the neck brace or the cervical collar is because the cancer went to the brain. And so maybe he wasn't thinking clearly. But he died, from what I understand, instantaneously in the ER over there. And I've never seen that bad cancer disintegrate neck bones like it did. And so, you know, seeing that in the 90s, and, you know, made me think, you know, this isn't a cancer that you could just mess with. How do you know, though, if it's aggressive, and how do you know if it's slow growing? Well, there should be some sort of a predictable pattern with slow growing versus aggressive. You could watch the PSAs. You could do a variety of different tests. But, you know, with something like this, and they, you know, they always say if they're going to choose not to treat, they're going to do watchful waiting, or they're going to do very close observation. And I feel confident that the urologists are on top of it. But if I was a guy, I really feel bad for you guys for having to deal with that, you know? Anyway, so back to prostate cancer being more common in people who are tall. Anybody's at risk for prostate cancer, but taller men seem to be more at risk for cancers than we see shorter men. But shorter men seem to be more at risk for heart disease. So, and again, this isn't an absolute. You know, you can be short and have cancer, you can be tall and have a heart attack. But maybe the idea of a bigger organ with more cells allows more opportunity for a cell to go rogue. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's
1-800-441-9833. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, name does not want to be used on air, but he writes, I was having coffee, and I heard a group of women talking about how one company or another is looking for women. If the opposite was the case, that company would be torn down by the ACLU. What say you on this war on men? All right. Before I talk about the war on men, let me just talk about what's going on with the Salk Institute, okay? Because I need to kind of preface, all right? And then I'll, because I understand, guys out there, I know, I'm looking for scholarships. you know, for my son. And, you know, there's scholarships out there for girls. You know, and they, you know, there's scholarships out there for everybody. But, no, you can't have a scholarship out there for just guys. You know, only boys apply. They could say only girls apply. That's fine, but no, only boys apply. And I get it. I get how, you know, it starts to make you scratch your head as to what's going on here. But let me talk to you about what's going on in California. So we have two top scientists who are suing their employer, the Salk Institute, alleging that they and other women have suffered long-term gender discrimination at the research center. Vicki Lundblad and Catherine Jones, being reported from U.S. News, alleged in a lawsuit filed this week that the Institute has long been a, quote, old boys club. The San Diego Union-Tribune said Thursday that the suit describes a culture where women are paid less, not promoted, and denied opportunities and benefits simply because they are women. They also accused Salk administrators of retaliating against them for their complaints. In a statement, the Institute said Jones and Lundblad have been treated generously and in a non-discriminatory manner. Officials declined to discuss specifics of the lawsuit. So that's all we have right now on that. And, you know, as a woman, yes, I've seen discrimination, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, men have seen discrimination also. But right now we're going to talk about women. All right, let's just talk about that and then we'll talk about everybody. And so, you know, the progress we've made, thanks to my four mothers, all right, and four grandmothers, have now allowed me to work side-by-side with men in academia, in radio, in media, in journalism. And, I mean, look, we have female broadcasters in sports. We have women now on the sidelines, you know. It's huge, you know. Whether that's what the public wants or not is another thing, you know. I mean, you know, some people want, you know, very sexy men, you know, speaking that, you know, I mean, me, preferably, I'd love a Michael Fassbender looking guy, you know, talking to me on the sidelines, but I don't mind who's the broadcaster. I don't care if they're women, men, whatever. Okay. For me, it's fine. And so women have made huge leaps and bounds in being able to, you know, enter certain job markets that used to be dominated by men. If a male is doing the exact same job as a female, there should be no reason why there's any pay inequality. All right. I mean, if you both are front desk, if you both are hotel management, if you are both, I mean, the same position, it makes absolutely no sense that there should be any difference in pay because somebody's a woman. Right? Or somebody's Asian, or somebody's black, or somebody's Jewish, or somebody's Hindu, or somebody's white. There should be no, you know, difference in, well, you know, we're going to pay this person more than the other. Right? And you know, we do need fairness in that. I think we could all agree on that. Where discrimination, though, may still continue is when you have, let's say, a upper-level management position. And, you know, a group of people get involved and they go, all right, you know, who would you rather work with? Who would you rather see in this position? And if the quote-unquote old boys club that they're alleging would rather see a man than another woman, that's where there could be room for discrimination. But what if somebody really interviews him and said it had nothing to do if they were man or woman, I just prefer to work with him. He's easier to work with than she is. Or she's easier to work with than he is. It gets a little sticky, you know, when, you know, why are you passed up for the promotion? Now, if this position was never held by anybody else other than a man, and if you have proof that there, you know, constantly women are being, and you have tons of applicants that are well qualified, yes, there could be some, you know, there could be some, you know, heavy consequences to that company. But we also have to be careful as women playing the woman card. I'm not saying these ladies are, but, you know, as a woman, if I get passed over for a promotion, you know, and I say, oh, well, it's because I'm a girl. You know, if I wasn't qualified, I wasn't qualified. All right. You know, if there's somebody there more qualified and he just happens to be male, he's going to get the job. You know, I could play the girl card for so long. Yeah. You can't do that. But if I'm just as qualified and it was, it's blatant, and it's a shame that the burden of proof has to fall on us. It's a shame that that's the way it has to be, but it's so subjective sometimes, you know? And so here our listener is hearing women talk about companies saying they'll hire only women. They're looking for more women to hire. Right? They're looking for more diversity. And you see this a lot. You see this a lot. You see places hire because they need to, satisfy certain demographic. We don't like to use the word quotas anymore. But nobody wants to be accused of being discriminatory. Nobody wants to, be accused of being an old boys club. So you actually see a very open discourse of, well, let's hire more, blank, 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 blank. Let's hire more women. We need more women in here. And that seems to be okay. Yet, if it was the opposite, it said, you know what, we need more men. No, don't hire. If it's a woman, don't. Just hire if it's a man. And I don't think any of it is okay. The media is not going to make a story that this one company is looking to hire two more female applicants. The media won't run with that story. But if a department is looking for two men, that's going to be all over the news. And as a guy, that's got to be kind of frustrating. Because if what we're doing is trying to promote equality, and we're trying to get rid of any discrimination, you don't get rid of discrimination by discriminating against the other side. Okay? We have to be completely honest. We have to, if this person's qualified, this person's qualified. Yeah. Now, true, there's some, biases. There's some people who will interject their own subjective feelings, and you can't control everybody's actions. But as a whole, we got to be very careful when a company says, I'm looking more, for more women. I'm looking for more African Americans. I'm looking for more Latinas. I'm looking for more. Now, how a lot of companies may kind of skirt around it is they'll say there's a dress, there's a uniform. So for example, some of these like sexy restaurants, the uniform for the female is whatever. Yeah, they have to provide a male uniform, but, there's a way where they could, attract, or they just hire up and go, no, we're already full. We are looking for more staff. When it comes to Spanish speaking, that's what a lot of companies say. They go, we are looking for somebody fluent in Spanish. Now, that doesn't have to be a Latina or a Latino male. It doesn't have to be. It could be somebody that's bilingual. But for the most part, the Hispanic will probably get that job. Because they're not going to outwardly say we're just looking for Hispanics. They'll say we're looking for somebody bilingual. So, you're going to see hiring, I don't want to use the term biases, but you're going to be seeing you're going to see highlights in people's employment recruitment and spotlights on certain demographics and certain people. But, this war on men, and we're going to spend a little bit more time on it at another date. I don't like the idea of an anti-man discourse, an anti-man country. Starting to exclude men, not allowing men, to apply for certain scholarships, not having it open to everybody, that starts to breed discrimination on the other side. And if we're for an equal and fair, pay and employment, et cetera, we can't sit there and discriminate against the other side that we think has been enjoying benefits this whole time. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buy, sell, makeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just up the ante. Go right now to buy, sell, makeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.